Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought to you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of July 30, 2020. Do you know that a jiffy is an actual unit of time, 1/100th of a second? Today's archive star of computer vision and pattern recognition goes to TJ Tsai and Fahad Shahbaz Khan for publishing two papers in a single day. Today, we have selected 10 papers out of 37 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number one.
This paper was selected because it is authored by David A. Ross, Google Research, Jia Deng, Princeton University, Rahul Suktankar, Google Research, and Carnegie Mellon, and Cordelia Schmidt, Research Director, INRIA.
Paper title: Learning Video Representations from Textual Web Supervision. Authored by Jonathan C. Stroud, David A. Ross, Chen Sun, Jia Deng, Rahul Suktankar, and Cordelia Schmidt. Paper abstract: Videos found on the internet are paired with pieces of text, such as titles and descriptions. This text typically describes the most important content in the video, such as the objects in the scene and the actions being performed. Based on this observation, we propose to use such text as a method for learning video representations. To accomplish this, we propose a data collection process and use it to collect 70M video clips shared publicly on the internet, and we then train a model to pair each video with its associated text. We fine-tune the model on several downstream action recognition tasks, including kinetics, HMDB51, and UCF101. We find that this approach is an effective method of pre-training video representations. Specifically, it leads to improvements over from-scratch training on all benchmarks, outperforms many methods for self-supervised and webly supervised video representation learning, and achieves an improvement of 2.2% accuracy on HMDB51. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number two.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Ajmal Mian, professor at the University of Western Australia, Rohit Gupta, chief information officer, MedGenome, and Mubarak Shah, trustee chair professor of computer science, University of Central Florida.
Paper title: Cassandra, Detecting Trojan Networks from Adversarial Perturbations. Authored by Shayu Zhang, Ajmal Mian, Rohit Gupta, Nazanin Ranabert, and Mubarak Shah. Paper abstract: Deep neural networks are being widely deployed for many critical tasks due to their high classification accuracy. In many cases, pre-trained models are sourced from vendors who may have disrupted the training pipeline to insert Trojan behaviors into the models. These malicious behaviors can be triggered at the adversary's will and hence, cause a serious threat to the widespread deployment of deep models. We propose a method to verify if a pre-trained model is trojaned or benign. Our method captures fingerprints of neural networks in the form of adversarial perturbations learned from the network gradients. Inserting backdoors into a network alters its decision boundaries, which are effectively encoded in their adversarial perturbations. We train a two-stream network for Trojan detection from its global L_INFDy and L_2-bounded perturbations and the localized region of high energy within each perturbation. The former encodes decision boundaries of the network and latter encodes the unknown trigger shape. We also propose an anomaly detection method to identify the target class in a Trojan network. Our methods are invariant to the trigger type, trigger size, training data, and network architecture. We evaluate our methods on MIST, NIST Round 0, and NIST Round 1 datasets, with up to 1,000 pre-trained models, making this the largest study to date on Trojan network detection, and achieve over 92% detection accuracy to set the new state of the art. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Tin Tutelaars, KU Leuven, PSI, Belgium.
Paper title:
What My Motion Tells Me About Your Pose, Self-Supervised Fine-Tuning of Observed Vehicle Orientation Angle.
Authored by
Cedric Pikron, Punarjay Chakravarti, Tom Roussel, and Tin Tutelaars.
Paper abstract:
The determination of the relative 6th degree of freedom, DOF, pose of vehicles around the ego vehicle from monocular cameras is an important aspect of the perception problem for autonomous vehicles, AVs, and driver assist technology, DAT. Current deep learning techniques used for tackling this problem are data hungry, driving the need for unsupervised or self-supervised methods. In this paper, we considered the domain adaptation task of fine-tuning a vehicle orientation estimator on a new domain without labels. By leveraging the ego motion consistencies obtained from a monocular SLAM method, we show that our self-supervised fine-tuning scheme consistently improves the accuracy of the resulting network. More specifically, when transitioning from virtual kitty to new scenes, up to 70% of the performance is recovered compared to the 100% of a supervised method. Our self-supervised method hence allows us to safely transfer vehicle orientation estimators to new domains without requiring expensive new labels. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Marcus Gross, ETH Zurich, Disney Research Zurich.
Paper title:
Enriching Video Captions with Contextual Text.
Authored by
Philip Rimmel, Pauline Dogan, and Marcus Gross.
Paper abstract:
Understanding video content and generating caption with context is an important and challenging task. Unlike prior methods that typically attempt to generate generic video captions without context, our architecture contextualizes captioning by infusing extracted information from relevant text data. We propose an end-to-end sequence-to-sequence model which generates video captions based on visual input, and mines relevant knowledge such as names and locations from contextual text. In contrast to previous approaches, we do not pre-process the text further, and let the model directly learn to attend over it. Guided by the visual input, the model is able to copy words from the contextual text via a pointer generator network, allowing to produce more specific video captions. We show competitive performance on the news video dataset and, through ablation studies, validate the efficacy of contextual video captioning as well as individual design choices in our model architecture. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Li Huaxie, Professor of Electrical Engineering, Nanyang Technological University.
Paper title:
Online Visual Place Recognition via Saliency Re-Identification.
Authored by
Han Wang, Chen Wang, and Li Huaxie.
Paper abstract:
As an essential component of visual simultaneous localization and mapping, SLAM, place recognition is crucial for robot navigation and autonomous driving. Existing methods often formulate visual place recognition as feature matching, which is computationally expensive for many robotic applications with limited computing power, for example, autonomous driving and cleaning robot. Inspired by the fact that human beings always recognize a place by remembering salient regions or landmarks that are more attractive or interesting than others, we formulate visual place recognition as saliency re-identification. In the meanwhile, we propose to perform both saliency detection and re-identification in frequency domain, in which all operations become element-wise. The experiments show that our proposed method achieves competitive accuracy and much higher speed than the state-of-the-art feature-based methods. The proposed method is open-sourced and available at https://github.com/wh2007200041/srlcd.git. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Fahad Shahbaz Khan, Linköping University, Sweden, by UAE, and Fadi Porli, Australian National University, Huawei.
Paper title:
Stylized Adversarial Defense.
Authored by
Muzammil Nasir, Salman Khan, Munawar Hayat, Fahad Shahbaz Khan, and Fadi Porli.
Paper abstract:
Deep convolution neural networks, CNNs, can easily be fooled by subtle, imperceptible changes to the input images. To address this vulnerability, adversarial training creates perturbation patterns and includes them in the training set to robustify the model. In contrast to existing adversarial training methods that only use class boundary information, for example, using a cross-entropy loss, we propose to exploit additional information from the feature space to craft stronger adversaries that are in turn used to learn a robust model. Specifically, we use the style and content information of the target sample from another class, alongside its class boundary information to create adversarial perturbations. We apply our proposed multitask objective in a deeply supervised manner, extracting multi-scale feature knowledge to create maximally separating adversaries. Subsequently, we propose a max-margin adversarial training approach that minimizes the distance between source image and its adversary and maximizes the distance between the adversary and the target image. Our adversarial training approach demonstrates strong robustness compared to state-of-the-art defenses, generalizes well to naturally occurring corruptions and data distributional shifts, and retains the model accuracy on clean examples. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by James S. Duncan, Professor of Biomedical Engineering, Radiology, Electrical Engineering, Yale University.
Paper title:
Pooling Regularized Graph Neural Network for Free Biomarker Analysis.
Authored by
Xiaoxiao Li, Yuan Zhou, Nichasi Dvornik, Mahan Zhang, Juntang Zhuang, Pamela Ventola, and James S. Duncan.
Paper abstract:
Understanding how certain brain regions relate to a specific neurological disorder has been an important area of neuroimaging research. A promising approach to identify the salient regions is using graph neural networks, GNNs, which can be used to analyze graph structured data, for example brain networks constructed by functional magnetic resonance imaging, FMRI. We propose an interpretable GNN framework with a novel salient region selection mechanism to determine neurological brain biomarkers associated with disorders. Specifically, we design novel regularized pooling layers that highlight salient regions of interests, ROIs, so that we can infer which ROIs are important to identify a certain disease based on the node pooling scores calculated by the pooling layers. Our proposed framework, Pooling Regularized GNN, PRGNN, encourages reasonable ROI selection and provides flexibility to preserve either individual or group-level patterns. We apply the PRGNN framework on a BioPoint Autism Spectral Disorder, ASD, FMRI dataset. We investigate different choices of the hyperparameters and show that PRGNN outperforms baseline methods in terms of classification accuracy. The salient ROI detection results show high correspondence with the previous neuroimaging-derived biomarkers for ASD. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 8.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Chen Change Loi, Nanyang Technological University.
Paper title:
Messy Table, Instance Association and Multiple Camera Views.
Authored by
Zonggang Kai, Junjie Zhang, Daxuan Ren, Kunjin Yu, Heiyu Zhao, Shuai Yi, Chai Kiatyo, and Chen Change Loi.
Paper abstract.
We present an interesting and challenging dataset that features a large number of scenes with messy tables captured from multiple camera views. Each scene in this dataset is highly complex, containing multiple object instances that could be identical, stacked and occluded by other instances. The key challenge is to associate all instances given the RGB image of all views. The seemingly simple task surprisingly fails many popular methods or heuristics that we assume good performance in object association. The dataset challenges existing methods in mining subtle appearance differences, reasoning based on contexts, and fusing appearance with geometric cues for establishing an association. We report interesting findings with some popular baselines, and discuss how this dataset could help inspire new problems and catalyze more robust formulations to tackle real-world instance association problems. Project page, /href://kjongong.github.io/project/messy-table/text-messy-table. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 9.
This paper was selected because it is authored by David Doggenfeng, the University of Sydney.
Paper title:
Deep Multi-Scale Resemblance Network for the Subclass Differentiation of Adrenal Masses on Computed Tomography Images.
Authored by
Lei Bai, Jinmin Kim, Tingwei Su, Michael Fulham, David Doggenfeng, and Guang Ning.
Paper abstract.
Objective: the accurate classification of mass lesions in the adrenal glands, adrenal masses, detected with computed tomography, CT, is important for diagnosis and patient management. Adrenal masses can be benign or malignant, and the benign masses have varying prevalence. Classification methods based on convolutional neural networks, CNN, are the state-of-the-art in maximizing inter-class differences in large medical imaging training datasets. The application of CNNs to adrenal masses is challenging due to large intra-class variations, large inter-class similarities and imbalanced training data due to the size of masses. Methods: we developed a deep multi-scale resemblance network, DMRN, to overcome these limitations and leveraged paired CNNs to evaluate the intra-class similarities. We used multi-scale feature embedding to improve the inter-class separability by iteratively combining complementary information produced at different scales of the input to create structured feature descriptors. We also augmented the training data with randomly sampled paired adrenal masses to reduce the influence of imbalanced training data. We used 229 count scans of patients with adrenal masses. Results: our method had the best results compared to state-of-the-art methods. Conclusion: our DMRN subclassified adrenal masses on CT and was superior to state-of-the-art approaches. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 10.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Fahad Shahbaz Khan, Linköping University, Sweden, FI UAE, and Ling Xiao, CEO and Chief Scientist, Inception Institute of Artificial Intelligence, IAI, Abu Dhabi, UAE.
Paper title:
SIP Mask, Spatial Information Preservation for Fast Image and Video Instance Segmentation.
Authored by
GL Kao, Rao Muhammad Anwar, Hisham Kalakal, Fahad Shahbaz Khan, Yanwei Peng, and Ling Xiao.
Paper abstract:
single-stage instance segmentation approaches have recently gained popularity due to their speed and simplicity, but are still lagging behind in accuracy compared to two-stage methods. We propose a fast single-stage instance segmentation method, called SIP Mask, that preserves instance-specific spatial information by separating mask prediction of an instance to different subregions of a detected bounding box. Our main contribution is a novel lightweight spatial preservation (SP) module that generates a separate set of spatial coefficients for each subregion within a bounding box, leading to improved mask predictions. It also enables accurate delineation of spatially adjacent instances. Further, we introduce a mask alignment weighting loss and a feature alignment scheme to better correlate mask prediction with object detection. On COCO Test Dev, our SIP mask outperforms the existing single-stage methods. Compared to the state-of-the-art single-stage tensor mask, SIP mask obtains an absolute gain of 1.0% mask AP, while providing a fourfold speedup. In terms of real-time capabilities, SIP mask outperforms YOLACT with an absolute gain of 3.0% mask AP, under similar settings, while operating at comparable speed on a Titan XP. We also evaluate our SIP mask for real-time video instance segmentation, achieving promising results on YouTube VIS dataset. The source code is available at https://github.com/gl-kao-001/sip-mask. Do you like this paper? I like it a lot.